So good morning once again, and welcome to this workshop on the 2015 Aid for Trade Monitoring and Evaluation Exercise and Aid for Trade at a Glance publication. The aim of today's workshop is to give members a preview of the key messages that emerge from the joint OECD-WTO Aid for Trade at a Glance publication. This year's edition is titled Reducing Trade Costs for Inclusive Sustainable Growth. It has been drafted in collaboration with the Enhanced Integrated Framework, International Trade Center, UNCTAD, World Bank, and the World Economic Forum. We are fortunate today to welcome speakers from all these organizations involved who will present the key conclusions emerging from their chapters at today's workshop. The publication itself will be launched formally at the 5th Global Review of Aid for Trade on 30th June to, July, 2nd of July. This publication is based on a monitoring and evaluation exercise that was jointly launched by WTO Director General Roberto Acevedo and OECD Secretary General Angel Gurria in October of last year. A series of self-assessment questionnaires and a request for case stories was circulated to members, observers, IGOs, RECs, the private sector, academia, and NGOs. The aim of the exercise was to survey how trade costs affect developing countries' competitiveness, what is being done to address this issue, and how aid for trade can help reduce trade costs and the associated impacts to deliver inclusive, sustainable growth. We have a lot to get through today, some 10 chapters in total. So let me remind our speakers that presentations should be succinct so as to allow sufficient time for discussion. I also inform you now that as per the agenda sent to you, I plan to finish this morning's session at 12:30. Please note that a podcast on the workshop and copies of presentations will be made available on the WTO website. Now, I turn to Michael Roberts to provide us an overview of the M&E exercise and set the scene for our discussion today. Michael, you have the floor.